Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone,
I'm Brenda.
And I'm Julia. And you're listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Your 20s are known as both the most exciting and most confusing years of your life. We're here to share our stories, to have real and raw conversations, and best of all, to make you feel a little less alone.
This podcast was brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Do you believe?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Okay.
We're having a rough start. We're having a hard
Julia
time getting started.
Julia likes herself low.
Low and sultry. Oh,
but she likes me high. Somebody explain that to me.
Wait, you know, I discovered that I think I have like a sexy talk talent.
Okay. Are you going to elaborate?
Well, in acting class, we were doing this scene where the character is like talking sexy to like have to not pay for something. Mm-hmm. And everyone in my class was like, oh my God, Julia, great work.
Wow.
And I'm like, maybe I have a sexy voice talent.
Oh, you definitely do.
I'm not doing it right now, but I could do it.
You could do it. You've done it for them before, I think. But you also make your face. Am I right? Did they?
We're coming back to the face.
But I'm sure that your class noticed that.
I don't know. I told you I don't know if I do it when I do it. Yeah.
Full of shit, yo.
I don't. I seriously don't. But I do think I have a sexy talk talent.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just picturing it.
My sexy talk?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I usually keep my money in my bra, but I'm not wearing one. Oops.
Somebody help me. I literally
was
like...
There was like a big boy.
That, I think I need to leave.
No,
somebody pick me up. I literally feel like I just watched John Tucker Must Die. Speaking of, John Tucker is on Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's still gorgeous as ever.
Oh, I don't know what he looks like.
He is.
We'll have to pull up a pic.
If you know
Do you know
him,
what the actor's name is?
Jesse Metcalf.
Oh, well, after this, we're going to have to look.
Gorgeous.
Is he my type?
Gorgina. Yeah.
Amazing.
He's definitely your type. he's definitely your type. He also has a bushy brow like you right now.
Oh, do you have a bushy brow right now?
It's not really. It's not bushy. Yours is dark.
They're dark. Mm. They're dark.
Accentuated.
So yeah. Well, obviously, it's not going to stay like this, but you got to wash them off.
Of course. A washy brow.
A washy brow. Well, anyway, what are we talking about today, Brenda?
Today, we are talking about being right where you need to be.
Mm.
And the acceptance that comes along with that, the confusion that comes along with that.
Yeah, hard, hard,
everything in between. Thursday's guest, Paul Fishman, great freaking human being.
So excited about
him. We had so much
him.
Fun with him. We connected with him before and after, and it was just super special. He hosts masterclasses on confidence. We've actually seen him speak at a panel in the city with Shanae Alexander. All of the self-love things.
He has a number one podcast.
Yes. Just great energy. We just loved him. Oh my goodness. So
he just offers so many wonderful tips. I think especially like in this time that everybody's in, which is just all strange.
Yeah.
Literally everybody I know is having a fucking strange time. He just offers like really great tips about finding happiness and confidence and being happy where you are and knowing that where you need to be sometimes is where you need to be. And like that doesn't mean to be stagnant, but to be accepting of that and be at peace with that. And he's it's such a good episode. He offers
awesome.
So much. Loved him.
Yeah.
Such
loved
good
him.
Energy.
You guys are going to love him. And also it just comes so naturally, like not that I think really any guest that we've had on the podcast like curates everything they say, because I really don't, but I just love how naturally his responses to our like our questions were.
To our hard questions.
To our hard questions that we love to steamroll people with. So
love a steamroll.
Thank you, Paul. Such a sweetheart, and stay.
And he's recently back on Instagram, so yes. We got him at like the best time.
The best time. He just got back this week. He took an 8-week break.
That's
holy
freaking
shit.
Amazing.
It's nuts.
Well, everyone's talking
way.
About that documentary that we need to watch.
Yes,
what's
I watched
called?
Half of it. Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma.
Very interesting. Like the Whoa. Way that it was put together.
I feel
was
like it's gonna mind fuck me.
It is. And the thing is, I'm just such a sleepy girl, so I keep falling asleep. And it's not because of the actual documentary. It's just like I'm so tired I can barely keep my eyes open by the end of the day that I've had to watch. It in pieces, but so many people are talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and he did a social media cleanse, and he said that he's like never felt better in his whole life.
Yeah, and that he's grown so much. He did a vlog of sorts on YouTube that's mm-hmm. available now that you can watch about how that's impacted him, and it's just you're gonna love it. So
excited.
Stay tuned.
So excited. But before we get into all of that, Brenda, it is time for Pride and Pickles!
Oh, wow. Fascinating, amazing, thank you.
It was like a falling off a mountain.
Yes,
kind of
I used to make this sound
for.
Where I didn't have to. Let's see if I can do it. I don't think I can.
What is the sound?
No, it's not coming out of me. Another day.
Oh, but now I'm so curious.
No, it was just a sound like falling, but I didn't have to open my mouth to do it. It's like, it's a talent, you know? So my pride this week is related to our episode today. Really starting to feel like I am where I'm supposed to be. And that's not 100% of the time that I feel
this
that.
This is real.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yes.
Nope.
This is where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light. Okay, beautiful. Yeah, I really do feel that though. Like, I'm starting to believe it. And there's so much discomfort with not feeling like you're where you're supposed to be because we're always trying to be ahead of where we are and judging ourselves for not being there. So I'm just really having this feeling that I am where I'm supposed to be. We're where we're supposed to be together. And it feels good to feel that mm-hmm. and to choose to believe it. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then my pickle is Julia has been doing this really annoying French accent. And she just like,
why is my French accent annoying? Why is it
no,
like
now
it?
People are gonna like throw eggs at me because they're gonna think I don't like French accents.
They all gonna think that you don't
no.
like my French accent, no?
No, they're gonna
I think
it's
very
like,
good.
It's
I do speaking this
out
all
of nowhere. It comes out of absolutely nowhere and then it doesn't stop for a
well,
long
once
time.
Once you start, it is very hard to stop, you know?
Oui? Oh my god.
Me. Don't you know, Brenda?
Wait,
it's like not even a good French
when
accent.
When you took French in high school, I remember I was like, teach me something.
I can't speak French for
like,
goddamn
Je m'appelle Juliette. And then I would say that to everyone. And I'm like, wait. I'm like just copying what Julia's saying. And
my
that's
name
not
is not
me.
Juliette.
No, it's not. Oh, fascinating. I promise I love all people.
Well,
Julia
I can't believe that my
it.
French accent is your pickle.
It's just like, it's yeah.
She hates it.
It's you just have so much more value than that.
But it only makes me want
it's
to
only
do it more.
It doesn't, when you start, it doesn't stop for a long time. Like sometimes
we were in the car and I think I talked in it for like
the
45
whole time.
Minutes.
That's the weirdest piece is like sometimes people throw in a sentence every now and then and it's like cute and funny and like relatable.
Cute, funny, and relatable.
But like Julia like just transforms into another character and I'm like, where is my friend and when do I get her back?
Yeah, I was really feeling it that night. I don't know why.
But let's hear about you.
great. My pride is my French accent. It needs work. My pride this week is... Oh, shit, I had it. What was it?
What the fuck?
You know, just sometimes
Moody's
when it's hard to, like,
point.
Find what you're
Do
proud of.
Do you know
of?
That I had no idea that Amanda... was all those characters yes I have no idea
are you kidding
I recently unfortunately discovered such a thing
you did not know
I
that
no
Amanda
idea.
Bynes was Penelope
I had
today?
No idea I really had no idea and I was what a weird
not,
job I don't know but I obviously knew she was moody and I knew she was moody and I knew was Moody
was
part
of
the family
show.
With the toes did somebody lose a toe
oh yeah Moody
It was Moody on a hot air balloon or something. Isn't it weird the things we remember and the things we pick up on and the things that we don't?
Moody's point. I
like the fact that she was every character in the show, but I didn't know.
But you didn't know she was Penelope. You thought it was
a good wig.
Great wig. Well, no.
Anyways.
I'm glad you know. My pride this week is that I really love living alone.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So what? I feel like this is a thing that people, and this can be like a whole episode, but like I feel like people all the time are like, huh, like is living alone something I want to do in my life? And like some people are like gung ho, I definitely want to live alone. And some people are like, totally not for me. Like I love people. I want people around. And I always thought that I would not like living alone because I do very much like having people around all the time.
Yeah.
Which I do. I mean, there's people here all the time. But I really love living alone. I love that everything is where I want it. It's my style. I love that, like, I don't have to work around somebody else or other people. It's been great for productivity. It's been great for creativity. And I didn't think I was going to be the person that liked living alone.
Yeah,
and
you've never lived alone, right?
I freaking love it. I've never lived on my own. I've always had roommates or partner. And I love it. I literally love it. Yeah. And I, you know, I had a sister growing up. So like there was, I never ever just had my own space. And I love it so much. And I highly recommend it.
Wow. Round of applause for Jelia.
Even if you don't think you're going to like it, because I didn't think it was for me. I mean, I'm not totally alone. I do have ghosts.
Yeah.
But which definitely like helps 100%. For not feeling lonely. And I luckily have like a lot of friends that come over and places I can go. But I just, there's so many things that I'm truly loving about it.
I'm so happy for you. Thank and I feel you. That. I think everyone who just listened to your freaking pride felt it too.
Oh my god. Yeah. So like if you're scared, cool. Don't be baby.
Don't be what?
Don't be scared. If you're gonna have to live alone.
Did you say don't be baby?
Yeah, baby. Don't be scared. Like it's fun. It's awesome. Yeah. And it's really good for productivity.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I'm so happy for you.
Loving it.
And the pick?
And the pick is, the pickle is just, my skin is breaking out so much because, oh, you know what? Here's what it is. This is a pickle and a half. Mm. I needed a refill on my birth control. Did I wait until the last second to call to get the refill on my birth control? Absolutely. Did I call the day before the last pill? 100%. But you know, life happens and you forget to call that you need a refill on your birth control when they don't automatically do it. So I needed a refill. This is like 2 weeks ago. And they were like, no, we will not refill your birth control until you come see the gynecologist. Annoying. So I made an appointment, but it was like for a whole week out. And I was like, what? They're not going to refill my birth control. This is horrid because my body is totally reliant on it. And as many of us women are who've been on it for a long time, hormone episode coming up. And so I went yesterday to see my doctor and get refilled. Everything's great. She called in my refill and I went today to pick it up and they had the wrong medication. So I have to wait another day to get my right medication. And so therefore my entire face is breaking out. It's just awful.
That's so awful. No, it's the
hormones
worst.
Suck.
Yeah. No, they suck so much. It's just because, well, I'm sure they don't. It's just hard to understand them, which is why I'm excited that we are going to have a specialist on, in a few weeks, just because.
And then we'll, like, really dive into that.
Yeah, because we don't.
Such a thing.
I feel like there are no. How are you supposed to know the answer to any of these things, you know?
Right.
Like,
I can't tell my body don't break out. Like, if my hormones are different,
but you also don't actually
they're going to break out.
Yeah, but you actually don't even know what your hormones are doing. Like, you know you're breaking out, but you don't know what's going on inside. Right. So it's so fascinating. And I feel like hormones are a big thing that we don't consider. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we follow the Skinny Confidential, Lauren Everts Bostick, and she talks a lot about how, like, her hormones were a huge piece of things she was feeling that she didn't even know.
Yep.
So we'll get into all that soon enough.
But, yeah, we're going to do a whole episode on that.
That's really hard. I also like to inquire about ingrown hairs.
With the hormone specialist?
No, in general, about the gynecologist and just like women. Curious.
We'll do an ingrown hair episode. Disgusting. Do you have an ingrown hair on your face right now?
No, it just was so funny how you said that.
What? Disgusting.
Yeah, just like that. Okay.
That but we can all be disgusting together.
Disgusting.
Because we all
or
do
is it beautiful? Beauty. My nose is so itchy, you don't even understand. Or is it beautiful because beauty standards? Fuck you.
No, they're annoying.
They're totally
I'm not
going to
say an ingrown hair is beautiful. We all have it. I'll say that everybody gets
and
one.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. Everybody gets yikes. One, but it's not.
I don't know what the
it's
fuck
not
you
cute
say that.
For looks or for feelings.
For feelings, yeah.
You know?
Okay. Continue. This is a very random. And bring in the dirt
okay.
Oh
my god. All right. Let's get to the real topic of conversation,
okay.
Which is being okay with where you're at.
Yes. Being at peace.
Being
at
peace with
where
you're
at. Yeah. And Paul puts it so beautifully because I think we're very uncomfortable with being at peace with anything because it makes us be afraid that we're going to stay stuck.
Right.
In
or,
that.
Or complacent.
Or be, yeah, be complacent.
But I think that what we're learning from a lot of the guests that we're having on is, like, you can be at peace with where you're at, and you can also have and be working towards goals and visions mm-hmm. and things that you want in your future.
Yeah. And I just by being at peace, like, that word in itself, you know, allows for that less judgment, or actually no judgment, and just like allowing for things to come into your life. Because if you're constantly mm-hmm. judging and shaming, mm-hmm. then you're kind of closing off doors and opportunities and things just with your energy and with your thoughts, because you're not open to the idea of something being different than the plan that you have for yourself. Mm. So it's
right, really something might come into your life and you're so closed off to it because you're like so yeah. laser focused on this one thing, and you might miss an opportunity.
Yeah. And I think you and I and so many people that we know and people we admire and people who are extremely successful continue to find like different examples of like your life has a bit better plan for you than mm-hmm. like you could even imagine. Yeah. And there are things that are going to come together or work out in different ways that like you wouldn't have thought would be the way that they are. Like even you living alone.
Yeah.
Like we're not going to dive into all this because it's, you know, not, we don't have to do that. But like, you know, this was something that you literally thought would never be something.
Yeah, no, I think that we should do a check-in of like both yeah. of us of like where we're at and like thinking about that stuff. But like on the grander scheme of things, I think that when you can be at peace with where you are, mm-hmm. and like you said about energy, about letting other things come into your life, but when you can be at peace with where you are, you're not using up energy to beat yourself up.
Yes, which that is like the biggest energy expenditure
right,
ever.
Like what a waste of time and energy to beat yourself up about mm-hmm. where you're at when you can simply be at peace with where you're at and use all of that excess energy to propel yourself to the places that you want to be. So it's yeah. this fine balance of like the peace and the forward motion. And peace does not mean being complacent. It doesn't yeah. mean like, yeah, I'm good where I'm at. I'm just going to stay here and not ever improve in any area of my mm-hmm. life, because we should all always be improving.
Yeah.
But it's just taking that element out of the negative energy that we put towards ourselves.
Definitely.
When we haven't reached our goals yet.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of
and that's
confusion.
Hard.
Confusion. It's so fucking hard. There's a lot of confusion around the like acceptance in general, because the idea of acceptance feels like staying in one place, like accepting and not allowing for different things. But the reality is, in the same way that we talk about the I'll be happy whens mm-hmm. and all that stuff, like our growth and our forward motion is technically everlasting. Like we're gonna continue to grow in different ways. Just our definition of what that looks like is gonna be different. You know, our definition of growth and what we're looking for and the things that we allow into our life is going to evolve.
100%.
So, I don't know. It's just so fascinating, because I also feel sometimes that like discomfort with acceptance mm-hmm. because we so much want to be moving forward. But right. the reality is, if you combine peace and kindness towards yourself and lessen the judgment and combine that with action
yes.
of any sort.
That's it.
It's like the perfect...
Right, because then you have all this extra energy to put into that action.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it into, oh, this is not where I want to be. Oh, I thought I'd be further along by now. Oh, I'm a failure. Oh,
yeah. Like,
what a energy sucker. When you Definitely. Could be like, yeah, I am so grateful for so many things in my life. Mm-hmm. And I love me and I like who I am. And I have all of these things and these goals and these visions for myself that I'm actively working towards. And I'm so excited to get there.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to do the work every day. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. It's like I'm happy with who I am, where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited for all the things that I have planned for myself.
Yeah, and I think for someone listening that's like, well, fuck, I don't feel those things. We get you. Like,
yeah, totally I certainly don't feel those things every day.
Totally. But it's like choosing to believe those things. And it doesn't mean like tricking yourself into believing something different, but believing that like you can simultaneously do both.
Yes. Yeah.
And that your energy will be so much spent so much better if you are approaching it with that level of kindness and enjoying the journey. Because I forget who said it, maybe it's Jessie Jean, she's like addicted to, like, we have this destination addiction.
Totally.
Where we're like, okay, I'm gonna get there,
I'm gonna get there.
Yeah,
and
then
that
goes along with like a finish line of mm-hmm. any sorts. But the reality is, like, there's so many, you know, enjoying the journey. And that goes in so many different directions, because you don't know what's gonna come. You don't ultimately know what the destination is gonna be, no matter what you wish
That's
it's
true.
Gonna be.
Yeah.
And I have found more than ever that I've been trying to embrace different journeys, whether it's our podcast related journey, whether it's my own wellness journey. I've been trying to focus so much less on where I'm going and try and focus more on where I am and what I can do with where I am and how I can continue to put that motion forward. And I'm learning so much more that way. I'm being so much kinder to myself, mm-hmm. and I'm learning so much more because less of my energy is spent on, well, you should be there, instead of like, wow, you know what? It's pretty cool that you're here. And right. like, how cool that wherever you end up, is it's going to be somewhere good. Yeah. And I think that fear of not knowing where we're going to end up gets in our heads.
Totally. And I feel like, you know, for anyone listening that's like, oh, like, I don't feel that way, it wavers. Some days I really can be in that mindset, and some days I'm really not. But it's the awareness of it for me, of like being aware of that I don't have to beat myself up. I can be happy with where I'm at. Yeah. And it's work. It takes work to start believing that. You have to actively do it every day. Mm-hmm. You have to actively look around you and see what you're grateful for. And like Brenna said, believe that you can have both yeah. simultaneously. You have, it's work every day. You're not just going to wake up tomorrow and feel happy with where you're at. Like, it's work, and it wavers. Like, it's not going to be perfect every day, but when you get off track, when you get into that beating yourself up that you're not where you want to be yet, which is my state a lot of the time, stopping yourself, just like we would stop any other kind of negative self-talk or thoughts, and being like, okay, yeah, that's true. I have goals for myself, but I'm so grateful for all this stuff I have around me. This is the thing that I'm proud of, and I like me. I'm at peace, and here's the work I'm going to do to get there. But it's that work. It's really having to stop mm-hmm. yourself and starting to believe that you can have both.
Yeah, and I think
and you can.
Having that kindness, like actually stopping yourself in the middle of those thoughts and actually being intentional about kindness when you don't feel like you deserve it. You are worthy of everything inherently. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change anything about yourself in order to be worthy. You don't have to be more productive. Like, none of the things, whether it's your job, whether it's your body, whether it's your skin, whether it's what your relationship status or not, like, none of those things define your worth. You are worthy because you're a human being and you're mm-hmm. alive. Like, you were born. Like, that's it. That is you being worthy. So I think choosing to be kind to yourself, even when you don't feel that worthiness, even though you are, almost makes you grow even more. Because I guess, for giving an example, like, I guess in terms of podcasting, I feel like I talk about body related stuff a lot. Like, in terms of podcasting, like, knowing that first of all, we're like constantly pushing forward and propelling ourselves forward, but like actually taking the time to be like, you know what? No, like, this is great. Like, we're doing everything that we can, and we're doing things every day. And even if we weren't, what we have here is special. And I think that mm-hmm. that's the tricky piece, is like, we are doing a lot of things to propel ourselves forward. But I think that even if we weren't doing something every single day, like, just knowing what we're doing here and what we naturally have here, if nothing were to ever happen, is special and is well-intended.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a really good example for us, like, because we do work on this every single day, but we're always constantly reminding each other. And it's great when you have a buddy to do it with. It's yeah. harder to do for just yourself, but we're always reminding each other. We're like, we're doing great. Like, this is great. This is awesome. Like, mm-hmm. look at where we're at compared to where we were. Like, this feels really good, or this is a really positive. And we're constantly reminding each other that, even though, you know, that we have so many goals for the podcast, that we obviously are like, oh, we wish we were there already, but like, we're constantly reminding ourselves, like, yeah, we have goals and we're gonna get there, but like, look at how amazing all yeah. of this is right now. And that's what it is. And I mean, we're lucky we have each other to remind each other that, but you can do that within yourself. You really can.
Yeah, you definitely can. And when it comes to, I'm going to have to use this example because it's so relevant, but like, for example, like, even I've said it last week, like, I'm a little uncomfortable in my skin right now, which, like, honestly, I feel less uncomfortable now than I did last week, which is strange. But anyways, because I know why, because I'm showing up for myself regardless. And I think that in itself proves what I'm about to say, is like, showing yourself kindness and giving yourself love and showing up for you even when you feel uncomfortable in whatever capacity, I think further proves to ourselves and proves to me, like, I deserve all of these things. No matter where I am, if nothing were to ever change from today, like, I still deserve all this. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot harder to do by yourself than as opposed to when you have a buddy. But I feel like, especially because we're constantly up leveling in our personal goals and in whatever, that we forget to like look back and be like, holy shit, like, if only, like, my past self would die to be where I am right now.
But don't compare yourself to your past.
No, but not like a comparison, but almost like a reminder of like your like of you've come far.
Yeah.
Like in whatever, because sometimes I do. Like I compare myself to my past self, and everybody does, and I'm like, oh, but I was so balanced then, and oh man, like I proved to myself balance existed, and now I'm not there, and how shameful. But it's like, no, like this ebbs and flows, and you should be so proud, and I hope you're proud of like your ability to accept the ebb and flow, mm-hmm. and to relish in it, and to know that like this is a lifelong journey for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very interesting.
Yeah, let's do the check-in, bud. Let's like break down the areas of your life.
Okay.
And let's see, like, how are you feeling in the areas of your life?
Every area.
Yeah, let's do, like, work, body, relationship.
Okay.
Let's see. And, like, how you're feeling, like, you know, about being good with where you're at.
Okay, yeah. Work.
And what work, like, what works needs to be done.
And what needs to be done. Okay, yeah. Let's start with work. Work, in terms of my full-time job, I'm feeling pretty good. It's very busy. But I'm feeling pretty good about, like, the value that I bring there, which I didn't always feel. I'm feeling good about also that it's where I'm meant to be right now. I felt a little bit of shame because I expected to work at this crazy, like, dream job after college. And, like, this is, like, a very random type of job that I have. But I really understand now why I'm there. Mm-hmm. I see the types of benefits that it can bring me moving forward. And I just really have deep belief that it's where I'm meant to be. And I'm, like, excited for it, I guess. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just see the potential. And listen, maybe it won't be right. But, like, it's right now.
And that's it.
And that's it. It's and it right, feels right, right. And I'm choosing to believe
it. And it's serving
it.
You mm-hmm. in a lot of ways right
serving
now.
Serving me in a lot of ways. And it's allowing for some time to learn a lot about podcast-related stuff. And I brought it up before. But, you know, I want this to reach so many people. And I know you do, too. Like a crazy amount of people that are like, holy shit, Roman 20s podcast. I love them because they're so real. but I'm trying not to get caught up in that and remembering, just like we said before, like, we have something special. We're doing something really great. And we love it and we're enjoying it. Like, I forget that it's work sometimes. And it's a lot of, it takes a lot of effort. Like, this doesn't feel like work, us talking right now. But, like, obviously we have a lot of stuff we do outside of this that is even extra work. Mm-hmm. But because we love it so much, it's worth every hour, you know? So, yeah, I guess that's kind of where I'm about.
And I think also, like, being happy in the work. You know, I think that that's something that we get confused on of, like, I have these goals, so I'm doing this work to get there, but not feeling very sluggish or, like, ugh, about the work. But, like, if it's really a right goal, I feel like you're going to feel happy. And you have to find a way to feel happy in the work.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously work is not always fun. Like, of course, we want to play over work a lot of the time. But, like, when it is the time to do the work, finding the joy in doing the work to get to where you're at and the peace of that of, like, yeah, I'm doing the work. You know, I'm not there yet, but I'll get there.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the work and feeling at peace with that.
Yeah.
You know,
and I have a lot of confidence in both my full-time job and especially here, which feels weird to say to our listeners, but I have a lot of confidence that, like, everything is aligning in the way it's supposed to, and that feels really good.
But that takes work and belief. Yeah, like, you had to teach yourself to believe that way.
Yeah. And I don't think that way all the time. I literally came into Julia's house today and I was like, okay, so this is my thought.
Yeah.
And can you, like, reframe this for me
and bounce it off people. I think that works too, of, like, bouncing it off people. If you're like, okay, this is how I'm feeling about this thing, and, like, I want to be here, blah blah, like, sometimes you need someone to be like, hey, look at where you're at though.
Yeah. And that really reinforces it, like, and you're a constant person that reminds me of that in beyond podcasts, like, in a lot of different ways, why where I am is good and okay. And also, you know, just, like, all the little check-ins.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. Do you want to go into your
work? You want to do work, and then we'll do relationship.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. And then we'll do, like, body.
Like a chatty Cathy.
Great. Chatty Cathy. Work for me is definitely an interesting one. Obviously, with this, I'm feeling really good. I feel like I feel very lucky to have a partner in something. I feel like when you have a partner, you can kind of balance each other. And, like, when one is up or one is down, you know, when it's a good partnership, which we're very lucky that it is. I think it's easier to be like, yeah, we're doing it and we're so happy with where we're at and we're excited about the future. Like, that's really how I feel about this. When it comes to, like, my acting career, that one's a harder one for me because I've been working on this career, I feel like, since I was a child. And there's a constant struggle for me to be, you know, proud of where I'm at and beating myself up for where I'm not at yet. That's definitely the area of my life where it's, like, the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
about trying to find peace about where I'm at and be happy with where I'm at and know that where I'm at is supposed to be where I'm at. That's definitely the area that is the most difficult for me and wavers the most. And like some days I'm like, yeah, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing the work. I'm like, you know, I'm working super hard and I'm showing up and I'm enjoying it. And some days are totally that. And then some days are like, I fucking hate myself. I'm 25. I thought I'd be so much further along by now. Like, and that's all right. You know, it's not going to be perfect all the time, but I do feel like I have an awareness of that. And then, and that when I do see myself getting into that, like, oh, fuck, Julia, like, you're 25 and like that girl that you went to school with, that's 25, like she's a series regular, like you know, when I find myself doing that, I now have the awareness to be like, okay, no, like that's not serving you in any way. Look at everything that you're doing every single day. Like, you're working your ass off, you're good at what you do, and like your time will come.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Just keep on the journey. And like, I think the awareness is the biggest thing. And of course, it wavers. But like, just being aware and being able to pull yourself back. And yes, some days it's easier to pull myself back and be like, oh, so silly, Julia. Like, you're doing great. And then some days it's like, yeah, I know that, but like, this sucks. Still sucks.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing I can offer the most of, like, just trying to be aware of it and just try to pull yourself back when you can.
I think that's like the most specific you've been about like the thoughts that go in your brain. And I think that fellow actors, or actually fellow freaking anyone in their 20s or beyond.
Yeah, I think anyone in any, and like in career, like you think, you know, you had a vision for where you'd be at in your career by now, and it might not be where you're at. It might be, and that's great. But like, you know.
And then there's the possibility that like what you had planned is not even like half of what is planned for you.
100%.
It's so cool.
I was gonna come back to that, but that is like the biggest thing of like, and I love what Shanae said, and she's like, the vision that you have of your life for yourself is like so small. Like, we do not know. And like, trying to put a little belief into like, yes, you're where you're at because it's where you're supposed to be. And putting the belief into that and truly trusting that, and that life is going to work out for you the way it's going to work out, the way it's supposed to, if you're showing up and putting in the work.
Yes, that's a key point.
That's the key. It's not just sit back and life's gonna have its time. It's if you're showing up every day and putting in the work every day, that things are gonna happen when they're supposed to, and really trying to believe that. Yeah.
Definitely. And I think also there are phases in life, unfortunately, that we get stuck in where like we don't feel like we're putting in effort every day. And I just want to send love to the person that might be in that place right now, maybe not knowing what they're supposed to do every day, not knowing their direction, not knowing what's supposed to come. And just reminding you that like it's important to analyze in your life, like, what isn't serving me right now? Or is there something in my life that's impacting me daily that's kind of holding me back from doing what it is that I want to do?
Right.
Or even Shanae offered, if you actually don't know what you want to do, obviously trying things out, you'll figure it out.
Well, I think that's a big thing too, of like, just do something.
Yeah,
like, do something. It might be the wrong thing, but it's gonna propel you forward. It's you're gonna learn that it's the wrong thing, or it is gonna turn into something that's the right thing, or it's gonna introduce you to someone or something that is the right thing. Like, just do something. And I think that we can find so much peace in ourselves by just saying, yeah, I'm doing something, you know. I think that's where a lot of the peace comes from, is like feeling like,
it's like I'm trying something.
Right. I don't know if I'm on the exact right path, but like I know that I am showing up for myself.
Yeah, and that's the biggest key. And I think especially the first year post-grad, I feel like a lot of post-grads would agree.
You have no direction.
You have no direction. And you're also, I think, almost waiting for the right thing. And that doesn't mean you're not acting, but you're waiting for the very right thing because that's what you've been told that is supposed to happen next, right? So I think we almost hold ourselves back from making certain decisions because maybe we don't know where to start, or we don't know if it's where we're supposed to be, or I don't know. You're like waiting for so many things to align. And sometimes you just got to take one thing and see where it takes you. And if it's not it, don't be afraid to shut that door. But it's so hard because like, how are we supposed to, it's so backwards in some way, or confusing, because it's like, trust where you're supposed to be. But then there's that like piece of you that's like, but what if it's not where I'm supposed to be and I just like don't know?
Right.
Like, how can I trust that this is where I'm supposed to be and I'm not supposed to suddenly just like be like, you know what, fuck this, or I don't know. So it is confusing, but just kind
but
of
I think
being
if you're,
aware.
Right. And I think if you're doing something, then it's where you're supposed to be. If you're sitting around doing nothing, maybe that's not where you're supposed to be. But I think if you're doing something, whatever it is, even if it's not the right thing, it's where you're supposed to be, because you're gonna learn something from it, or you're gonna grow in some way from it.
Yeah, and I think if you are not doing something right now, like analyzing, kind of, you know, having the awareness to be like, what is the reason behind this?
Right. Yes.
Like, is something going on with my mental health, or do I not know?
Right.
Or,
and if you need time to take care of that, that is that's something.
Yeah. You know. And I think that's the piece that we get confused, that like a something doesn't have to be fully a job or productive. Well, like it can be anything.
Right. It could be taking the time to
take care of
to
you,
take care
which
of
might be
you.
The most important something you can
it's
do.
It's a really important something, but yeah, and people maybe look at, I think people beat themselves up for that, feeling like that's nothing, but that is a huge something, huge. Because if you don't do that, you can't do all the other somethings else.
Yeah,
like you can't.
So true.
It's the, that is the number one. And if that's where you're at, that's great. Because there's so many people that are trying to do number 4, 5, 6, and 7 and haven't done number 1. And at some point, they're going to have to do number 1.
Yeah.
So you might as well do it now.
The best time is now.
The best time is now.
Wherever that is for you.
Why do 4, 5, 6 now and then have to go back to 1?
Yeah.
If you're at 1, great. You're in a great place. Do 1.
Oh, that's so true. Wow. This is very enlightening, Julia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Quick break. You know, we're in our 20s. We're starting to worry a little bit about fine lines and wrinkles. At least I am. I don't know about you. Luckily, that's where Plexaderm comes in. Plexaderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of change. It visibly reduces wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in minutes, and the results will last for hours. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit tryplexaderm.com and use the code BELIEVE. Again, that's tryplexaderm.com and use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, at checkout. Share it with your aunt, share it with your mom. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under eye bags disappear with Plexaderm. Now back to the show. Okay, love.
Love. Love? Oh, like the topic?
Love.
Oh, okay.
I want you to talk about expectation, though, that. About like where you feel like you're supposed to be
really
at 24.
Yeah.
In a 9-year relationship versus where you are, and like how you're finding to be happy with where you are because of maybe some comparison that you were feeling. I know we had a long conversation about
well,
that.
Well, Julia has some intel here. Yeah, for sure. So because we've been together for a really long time, I'm like, holy shit, most people don't last in a marriage this long. And like, we're dating. Holy shit. So yeah, we're coming up on a 9-year anniversary. Super special, super great. Things are really, really good. And I'm very lucky. But I do get into these like traps sometimes, because I'm like, geez, like I thought I would be living in a house, married at this age, which like, dude, I actually think I was gonna be married by 24. No, but like, because of like student loan payments, money, like there's just so many different factors that make me think, when the heck am I gonna move in with him? When the heck are we gonna have a house? When are we gonna get married? Are we supposed to be engaged by now? Like, what's the thing? Because honestly, being in a long-term relationship out of this long, like, people aren't every single day badgering me about it, but like, it's almost, I don't know, we started dating super, super young. So, of course, the trajectory is going to be different. Like, we started dating when our parents dropped us off at each other's houses. Like, we didn't even drive, you know? So, the trajectory of a relationship is going to be very different that way. It doesn't mean it's any less deep or any less important, or that the history means anything less than it is. It's so valuable and special. But, you know, there are moments when I'm like, oh, man, like, people date for a year and then they get engaged the year after. Like right now in our 20s, like, what the fuck, like, what am I so those are the thoughts going through my head, honestly. And now, you know,
but I think you had to do a lot of asking yourself of like, what am I feeling like I'm struggling with because people around me are telling me I'm supposed to be doing, or people I see people my age supposed to be doing, versus what is really right for me and my relationship right now.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that I don't want any of those things by, you know, whatever it is, but I think it's just like recognizing what my timeline might look like, and that some of it I really won't be able to predict, and nor do I really want to.
And being grateful for all of the awesome things about where you're at.
Absolutely.
And not like taking away from those things because of like someone else's timeline.
No, and it's hard to shake that sometimes, because like everybody has their own standards in their head and whatever. No one's being mean, but obviously people saying anything like, "Oh, like, so when is that
happening? Why aren't you engaged right now?"
Yeah, and I'm like, help. Help. But the reality is,
it's so easy to let that infiltrate our true feelings.
Oh my God, yeah, because it's like, oh my God, does he not love me enough for that? Oh my God. Like, does he not want that? Is he not serious? Which is not, none of those things are the case.
No.
There are just so many other factors going into it. And if I do flip it, like, I am grateful that I can be saving more money than I would be if we were living in an apartment, which there's nothing wrong with. But, like, you know, we both know in our heads where if we were to move in together, what that would look like. And I don't know, it is really hard to shake not only people's actual feelings, but what you think they might be thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh gosh, like, that's, do people think he's maybe
what people
not
think
into me?
What you think people might be thinking.
Which, that's, like, they probably
that's
don't
a hard
care.
One. Yeah. Most people aren't thinking shit.
Yeah, probably not
They're
at all.
They're too busy thinking about themselves.
Seriously. So yeah, so that's been, I felt so much better about it now. I definitely had, like, I think it was a few months ago, Ju, like, especially during quarantine, being super real, like, I was, like, panicking. I was, like, unwell during quarantine because...
Unwell?
I was really unwell. I was, like, sending Julia crying messages on the reg because I'm, like, I just can't piece it together, and there was so much more time to think, and we were just tricking.
And overthink
and, like, trick myself. I realize now, fuck, I'm, like, a lot better than I was during that time. And to not continue to spew all these random things during quarantine, I had a moment when I was like, Julia, like, do you think that, like, we're supposed to be engaged? Like, do you think something is, like, wrong, perhaps? And she's like, no. Like, you're good.
Just because your one friend told you, why aren't you engaged? Or, like, when are you getting engaged? Or because you saw someone else your age get engaged and they've only been dating for 2 years, doesn't mean that you should be engaged.
Yeah. And it's just, it just goes to show, like, our timelines are different. Yes. Everyone is on a different path, and it's gonna be okay.
And just being happy and at peace and knowing that where you're at is supposed to be where you're at, because if it wasn't, you'd be somewhere else.
Yeah. And I think I also have that.
You would be somewhere else?
That,
like, and then you would be on fun spots.
Somebody made your song. And I think I now, and this is not something I feel all the time because I do have insecurities and because I do get stuck in that, but I do work, intentional work, to try and flip that. So the briefest example on the planet, like, if I do have an insecure thought about something, I've literally made a pact with Chris that I will be like, this is my worry, and then he counteracts it for me. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, either save it or repeat it to myself or remember it or whatever, and then, like, that's my answer. So it's like all these, like, internal things that we let bubble inside of ourselves. It's like, just ask. Like, if it's actually a worry, just ask, like, get your answer and, like, move on. And what was I gonna say about that? It's just, it's helpful for me to just, like, get my answer and go. But that's what I was gonna say, that I think I do have an advantage of sorts, like, for myself, not, don't take that the wrong way, but, like, that I now, because I truly believe that we are meant to be together, and I do believe that he loves me, which, believe it or not, even after 9 years, sometimes I get stuck in my head and I'm like, he doesn't love me. He thinks I'm terrible, which is not the case. But I do have that deeper knowing of, like, we're gonna be together anyway, so, like, let's let it work out. And I think that sometimes we get very anxious about, like, oh, well, if this doesn't happen, then what if he leaves? Or what if he's unhappy? Or what if I don't keep him interested enough? And that's an episode for another time.
For another day.
But, Julia, this will be interesting. Please share. Hey,
this will be interesting. Wow.
I just didn't know we were going to talk about this, but wow.
Drag me, Brenda. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, where I'm at right now is very different than I thought I was going to be for a long time. You know, I had thought that I was in a place, you know, I thought I was in one place, and now I'm really in a different place. I, you know, until recently, I thought that I was on a track to marry someone, and obviously that changed, and now I'm, like, you know, I was in a committed relationship, and now I'm back in, I'm single, and I'm in the dating world now, and it's, like, very,
wow. Also, what a bitch I am. Like, okay, Julia, this is a bit Angela. I've been so gentle to her for while. I don't know where that came from.
Your whole love life just flipped upside down. This will be fucking interesting. Wait, Julia.
You know why? Because I think I've been so gentle this whole time, and then now she brings it up, and I'm like, what the fuck? This is unexpected. So
wait, what do I bring up?
Like, it was like you just jumped into this.
Oh, I'm not ashamed.
Oh, you, as you should not be, but I just love it. Continue,
no, but
I think that it's
a lot of fucking everybody I know is like going through a breakup right now, and like some way or another, friendship, romantic, whatever.
2020.
You know, 2020. But I think that the finding the peace in that, going back to the topic of like being in peace with where you're at, finding the peace in that was, you know, difficult for a second, because it's like you think that you're in this one place, and you so are, like, you're in this one place, and then things happen and you're no longer in that place and you're in a new place, and then it's like finding the piece of like, okay, this is where, this must be where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And like having to really believe in that, and now really actually believing it, you know, it was a journey of like needing to believe that, needing to let go of what I thought I was, where I was gonna be at 25 based on the experiences that I was having, to where I'm literally at 25. And you know, that was the hardest thing for me around my birthday, because you know, it had just my breakup had just happened around my birthday, and it was really hard to be like, this is not where I thought I was gonna be at on my 25th birthday in this area of my life.
Yeah.
But having to do the work to say, yeah, everything happens for a reason, and then really believing that now. Mm-hmm. You know, at first I think it was like a little bit of a, I had to force myself to believe that at first. But now I really do believe it. And like, yeah, everything does happen for a reason. And then like being excited about realizing that what those reasons were.
Yeah.
And feeling at peace with those, mm-hmm. and learning from those. And then now being in a place of like, yeah, well, now I'm excited for what this stage of my life has to offer. And it is where I am now different than where I thought I was going to be, for sure. But I'm this is where I'm supposed to be.
It is where you're supposed to be. I'm so impressed, like, consistently by Julia. And I think something that, not just for this situation, but in general, something that's really beautiful about her outlook, and I think it's very important for all of us to adopt, and it's hard, is that even when she was, you know, broken, sad, whatever we want to call it, really, you know, sad, she still had a deeper belief that like happiness was coming, or peace was existed for her. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really beautiful thing in this topic, is we don't know what's going to come, but choosing to believe exactly that mm-hmm. like it's where we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you're going to feel it in every second. Like, she's not saying she felt it every second at all. But having this deeper belief and knowing that, like, you know what? This is going to work out somehow, and I'm going to be
like
okay.
It's like that little voice that's like, it's going to be all right.
It's going to be okay.
You're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You might not like really it, powerful. But it's where you're supposed to be.
Heck yeah.
And then you will like it.
And then you will.
I like it.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Oh. Okay. And that's that.
And that's that on that. What do we have, a third?
I don't remember.
One final one.
Was it
work?
Oh, body.
How about just relationship to self?
Relationship to self. I love that for us. Yeah, I feel good about my relationship to myself. I do acknowledge that there are still things that I do and think, just because I've shared a lot about like kind of, I like feel weird saying it, but I feel like sometimes I do experience like a body dysmorphia of sorts, and sometimes I struggle to know when it's like that, or when it's like no, your body's actually changing and like that's actually what's happening, which is fine. Like to not beat around the bush, like it's hard to know when like you are existing in a smaller body than you were, but you're seeing something bigger than you are, mm-hmm. versus like, no, you're actually gaining some weight and it's okay. But like, it's sometimes I have that like a difficulty distinguishing it. And I feel weird using that term because like nothing's been diagnosed or like anything like that. But I do think that my image of myself can be like shaky sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not something that like impacts me deeply. And I find that even with that, and it's important to note for me, is like, even if like weight gain at times still for myself, like, for, you know, makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable, and that's things that I still have yet to explore, no matter how much healing I've done, it's not like as emotionally tied as it was, which is why I feel we're talking about it, because I'm like, I don't want people to think I'm like anguishing on the floor sobbing in the way I used to, because that's not it. It's much more of an observation and a momentary like, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. And reflection, as opposed to, you know, anguish. Mm-hmm. And I say the word anguish, and I actually picture when I worked with Julia's dad for a few sessions, and I remember like this, anguish is the best word I can use, like just describing how I felt about my body, describing that I felt like a monster. I don't know, like the anguish just poured out of mm-hmm. me. So to compare that to where I am now, in a positive way, is like, I really have come so far. So anyways,
no, but I think that that's great to say that, like, you're not always 100%, you know, you're gonna have moments that waver, but to feel, I feel from you so much that you really are at peace with where you're at.
Yeah.
And like, it does waver, but like, you've worked so hard to so be happy with where you're at in terms of relationship to your body. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful. And it's a really great example of like doing the work to get there. Yeah. And then really able to be there. Yeah. Really, truly able to be there.
Yeah. And I think that I've learned a lot about like, okay, I can either sit here in like discomfort and sadness and whatever it is that I want to feel, or I can treat myself just as kindly and like, and enjoy the journey. Mm-hmm. and embrace the ebb and flow, and also like normalize it. And I think that's been a big piece of it, is I used to, for some reason, feel so singled out, or, you know, all these things, and feeling like I needed to be apologetic for the way that I looked and the way that I was in comparison to other people, when, I don't know, now I just like very much normalize that everybody's body changes, whether they have already or they will continue to, and they will continue to for the rest of our lives. And the biggest thing that has helped me that I repeat to myself, because I never want to like single, how do I say this? I never want to like idolize a smaller body or something like that for myself, or like think that I'm more worthy that way, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So I always like remind myself, if nothing ever changes, I will still be loved by everyone, and I will still have just as much potential and like all these different things. So my relationship to myself is good right now. And I think a big piece of that is because of my morning routine, and because I'm showing myself love, even when I'm even when I've felt a little uncomfortable in moments, like I just feel very much like myself. And I think it's a really interesting thing to note, because I don't feel my fittest. I don't feel my strongest. I don't feel like, I've even said the literal words out loud to myself. I'm like, my Instagram account is balanced with Brenda, and I feel like I'm not being balanced. And I'm like, bitch, like, girl, like, come on. Like, it's okay. Yeah. And I don't actually call myself bitch. But anyway, I'm like, this is all part of it. This is all what's supposed to happen. And it's been really cool. Like, I feel good because I'm waking up for myself, and I'm not putting this crazy pressure on movement, although movement has been good and fun and really out of love, but I'm really prioritizing the mental aspects of it. And I'm proud of that.
I'm so proud of you, to, because you're just the prime example of doing the work every day. Like, you really do the work every day to be at peace with yourself, to love yourself. And like, it doesn't just come. You mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that doesn't always just come for some people in some aspects of their life, for sure. But like, it doesn't always just come, and it takes work. And you're just such a great example of, I just see Brenda do that work every day. She's constantly reflecting. She's constantly, you know, journaling, talking about it with friends, always putting in that work. And like, that's sometimes what you have to do. You have to do the journaling. You have to do the conversation. You have to, you know, do the routine, whatever it is.
Yeah. And I'm definitely not perfect at it. And I don't want anyone to think that. Like,
No one is.
The whole reason why I feel so on right now and so, like, on a high of it is, I think, because I really wasn't doing any of it and I felt it.
Right.
Like, I felt the difference. And, you know, I don't journal for hours by any means. I think a beautiful thing is doing, like we said before, that 1%. Every day. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to uncover every childhood trauma on a Monday. Like, you can do a little bit at a time of just being like, how do I feel today? How does this make me feel? Why did I react that way? Just like simple little questions. It could be one question a day. It can be a few moments of stillness. Like, so many reasons why I feel at peace now, I think, is because there isn't much stillness in the day, and taking time for stillness and reflection, even when there's chaos around you, is so important.
Yeah.
But what about you? How's your relationship to yourself?
Pretty good, honestly.
I feel it being good. That price is raised, baby.
Yeah, the price is raised. No, I just, like, I do feel, I think, but it comes with work. Like, it's doing the work every day, especially after going through something, like, more difficult. Yeah. I think I was very proud of myself, of, like resilience.
Yeah.
And it's not perfect, but, like, you know, I think I was proud of myself for that, and being very focused on, okay, like, my life is shifting now, and I'm gonna be, like, you know, at a different stage in my life than I recently was, and, like, knowing that I really did need to have a good relationship with myself at this time, and in general, everybody should, like, but I think I put a lot of energy and focus on that, like, kind of immediately.
Yeah.
And, you know, that means showing up for myself by doing my routine. That means, you know, reading the books I need to read that make me feel positive, and showing up for work every day, even if, you know, I was having a sad day or a hard day, and showing up for Ghost, and showing up for myself, my career, my friends, my family. Like, I think that was the biggest thing for me, of like, okay, yeah, like, you can feel your things, but like, you still need to show up.
Yeah.
And I think, like, doing that work just built a lot of confidence in myself. Feel it in you. And yeah, like there's like, I fucking look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I hate my skin. Mm-hmm. Like there's still that goes on. But like in a, you know, in a real relationship to myself, I just feel really good. Like I really like me.
Yeah.
And like that's like feels like a stupid thing to say. But
it shouldn't be. Like why is there, like confidence can seem so. Right.
But like I feel like I have so much fun with myself, like, and that was like a learning curve of like, can I just have fun just with me? Like I feel like I have fun with myself. I think I'm really funny. I don't care if anyone else thinks that, but like, I do. And like, I just, I'm showing up for myself even when it's hard. And even when I'm having days of negative self-talk or like, blah, blah, blah. Like I feel like I'm in a place of like, I am showing up for myself. And that's where all that feeling comes from. Like, yeah. I'm just showing up for me. And like, I'm finding things I like about me. And like, and that just feels good. And having the sense of like, what I said last episode of like, I am raising my temperature and believing in that, it, you know, if you just choose to believe that, it's gonna start to happen.
Yes, 100%. And I feel that in you, and I think the commonality you'll find between that is kindness, mm-hmm. self-compassion, mm-hmm. and showing up for ourselves.
Show up for yourself.
And that means show in any fucking way that feels good to you. So mm-hmm. yeah, that is the common ground.
Yeah.
Doing your best to be at peace with where you're at, allowing yourself to continue with forward motion, and being kind to yourself regardless of where you are. Mm-hmm. And I really do think, too, we have an advantage in the term of reflection, that this podcast is
it really makes us reflect.
So I hope that you guys take an opportunity, whether it's while we're talking or really after, to just be like, huh. Like, and how do I feel about this?
I hope listening to this is making you reflect.
Yeah, but me too.
take the time to do it with a friend, or to do it with a journal, or to do it on a walk.
Definitely. Once
this is over, you know?
Yeah.
It's
a big piece of our healing, I think.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're forced once a week at least to sit down and reflect on what's going on. And it really is. Because it gives you the opportunity to be like, is that serving me?
Yeah.
Definitely. You know?
Wow. I loved this episode.
Oh, okay. I want
some chocolate.
We're going to go have some dessert because it's 8:42 and we deserve some.
We deserve some dessert. Also, I would like to know why scabs are itchy, because I've been itching my scab this whole night.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, around it. I've been itching me around.
Okay. Well, with that, now that you're thinking about scabs, I hope you go have a piece of something sweet.
Something sweet, baby.
And we are so excited for you guys to hear Paul on Thursday. He is so awesome. I hope that you guys take some time to reflect. I hope that you're feeling happy with where you're at, because, baby, you are exactly where you're supposed to be.
I hated that.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast. Be sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, and please subscribe. You're never alone. Our pride sticks together. Tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of Roaring Twenties Podcast.
You get to start your week with us and end your week with us.
With love, Brenda and Julia.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.